Folks, it's hard to find the perfect pair of jeans. You don't want to break the bank, but you need something that lasts. So the problem with jeans is that the really good pairs cost $200 or $300 easily, and the bargain brands just fall apart and look terrible. If you're sifting through sales racks just to find a decent pair of jeans under $100, you can call off the search party. 2017 is here, and you're already behind on this winter's hottest trend, so why not ignore all the fast fashion noise and buy something timeless? Delisted offers luxury gray denim at affordable price. Jeans that would normally cost you hundreds, Delisted has starting at just $75. They utilize the same fabrics, factories, and wash houses as the best known brands and designers, while skipping the markups and middlemen. The result, pure unadulterated denim without the retail runaround. Go to delisted.com, spelled D-S-T-L-D.com, and see where minimalist design meets maximum comfort. Delisted is your answer to elevated style without elevated prices. Just go to delisted.com right now and use the promo code FERAL at checkout and get 20% off your first pair. That's DSTLD.com, promo code FERAL. Five letters, folks. DSTLD.com for your jeans.
FERAL Audio.
DJ Doug Pound not appreciating the live element. How's everybody today? It is October 19th, 2017. Doug is loading in some equipment. He's going to plug in his laptop and provide some fun morning zoo style radio aerobics for us this morning. And we are here to listen to you. This is the show that takes your calls. We can get to the bottom of where you're at. Thanks everybody, in the Midwest, in Chicago, and all points, Michigan, and, other regions in that area, Michigan, essentially, for coming out to the big shows this past weekend. It was a lot of fun, and, had a terrible trip home. I'll wait for Doug on this, because he might have a perspective on it. Let's take a call just to get the show ready. Emily!
Oh, hello. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Emily. What's up?
Hey, Tim. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm sick. I'm like 3 days into, like, I guess what you'd call the flu.
I call the what? It's a little bit hard to hear you.
Well, where are you? What's going on? Why can't you hear me?
Wait, hold on.
Jeez, what a way to start. Okay, bye, Emily. Get a better system going for you. Ben Williams. What the hell? Ben? Oh, my God.
Tim.
Oh, geez. Coming in hot. What's up?
Hey, man.
Hey,
what's... I'm calling you from...
From where?
Atlanta.
Okay. We got a call from Atlanta coming in here, Doug.
Come in. Oh, Doug is there?
It sounds like you're calling from Mars. Do you understand?
From Mars? I've never.
You understand or not?
It sounds like you're coming from fucking Mars. Goodbye. I don't know why we have got such. Here.
There you go. Well, three is the best.
Okay.
You think I'm not going to come with quarter inch cables?
I'm not in the mood for the bullshit today, guys. Brandon, give me a good sig. Hey, Brandon. Giggle boy.
Holy hell, who the fuck got in?
Hey, giggle boy.
Giggle boy?
Giggle boy. You're giggling like a fool over there.
Yeah, you were cracking me up. You were saying that dude's on Mars and shit, making me laugh. This is incredible. I'm right here, mate.
What are you doing? Where are you calling from, mate?
I'm calling from England.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, man.
What part, man? What part? I've got to know.
I'm from the south. I'm from near London, but I'm living in Sheffield at the moment, which is the north, and it's fucking freezing.
Oh, shit, man. You're getting a lot of rain. Yeah,
it's pissing it down right now, yeah.
Fucking hell. Doug, okay. Have you got light? Can you hear everything? Oh, all right. We are live with Dougie Loosen Up. Dougie Loosen Up's got the sounds, and this is going to take the show to the next level. All right, be judicious with it.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man, this is going to be a big hoot.
Up my ass.
So, Tim.
Go ahead. Ask the question. Go ahead.
I'm a whiny bitch.
No, would you knock it off now?
I'm just warming up here.
All right.
It was kind of pertaining to the whole, I don't know if you touch on it, but the Million Dollar Extreme guys.
What about it, mate? It's old news.
No, I know it's old news. But the way that I see it, because I'm a fan of that stuff, but obviously you're a pioneer.
Cunt.
And I know, I'm a dickhead. I'm also a mixed race, and those guys hate colored people, right?
So I don't know.
I'm a real self-hater. But, no, I just think the whole situation from how I saw it, I think the reason that Sam specifically got real angry with you is because if you look at even that early stuff on YouTube, I think they're just a harder, angrier Tim and Eric, really.
Who gives a fuck? Shut the fuck up!
I give a fuck.
Who gives a fuck? I don't.
He won't say he loves you, but everyone loves you, Tim. You're
Thank
a
you. I love you as well, and I want to be with you all the time.
You always are, in my heart.
All right, I'll be with you 24/7. Goodbye, Brandon.
Let's start with some tough love, all right?
What is that, Barb? Yeah. Landon, are you on the call? Landon, are you on the call?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry I'm going to be coughing. Doug, I'm telling you, I got the flu.
Am I going to get sick coming in here?
Hell yeah. Big time. Weren't you sick last week?
Cancel that shit. You're gonna be sick coming in.
Fuck
here.
That. I don't cancel shit, man. This is my audience. This is.
You have flu?
Flu.
I can't have flu.
Flu out the wazoo.
I could deal with a little cold, but am I coming in okay?
You're coming in good. Do you want some more in your cans?
Check one, two.
Do you want some more in your cans?
Yes, I want more in the cans.
How's that? Testing Doug.
I feel like, audience, do you think Tim's louder or me? Or equal?
They don't know. I think you're coming
London,
in fine.
London, just give it to me straight.
Okay, who's this, Landon? Weren't you sick before last week?
That was like maybe 3 weeks ago. Okay.
Landon, how can I help you?
I just wanted to let you know that I saw you guys live. It was really good. I've been going through some stuff recently, and you guys have been really making it better. Your Twitter and all this On Cinema stuff, and the trial has been really great.
Thank you.
Okay.
I was just wondering what music have you been listening to lately? I need some recommendations.
What music?
What's good right now?
I don't know. I got nothing for you, friend. Doug, what's good? Give us a recommendation.
Stuff like this.
This is cool. What is this? Spacey.
What was it?
I love Doug's like, just cancel. Who cares about the audience? Who cares about delivering promises to people out there that rely on this every day?
You don't want
to
get anyone else sick.
No one's going to get sick. Trust me. Believe me.
I'm already feeling sick.
I've been sick since Monday night. Just coughing and sweating and energy's at a zero and sniffling.
Oh, man, you should get that checked out.
What's there to check out? There's nothing to do about it. You just got to see it through.
Hey, do you...
this Obamacare, you never know.
That's true.
Don't you go look for new music on the internet or on Spotify? You just type in an artist you like and then hit Discover or something?
Yeah, Discover Weekly.
That's what I do.
I don't use Spotify, babe. You know who's got a new one out today is Beck. I heard.
I read a really scathing review of his
new record.
Yeah.
Really?
You're not gonna like it, Tim.
I'm not gonna like the record or the review.
Well, maybe one or the other.
I don't know. Let's put.
Because if you don't like the record, you're probably gonna like the review.
Well, I'm up for anything that guy does. I think he's a talent. Let's put on the track one. Ready? This is Colors from Beck. Ladies and gentlemen, coming in at number one this week is Beck with Colors.
All right, I'm going to check that out right now. Thank you.
This is Beck. Not Jeff Beck. It sounds very lame.
It's a very pop.
Oh. No, this sucks.
It's a pop party album, Tim.
Fuck him. Fuck it all. All right. Thanks, Landon. Thanks. For what?
For Landon.
Yeah,
Emily.
Oh. Hey.
Did you figure it out, Em?
I kind of figured it out, yeah.
Go for you.
All right. Well, what is it? You can't use fucking Stern clips on this.
I don't know what these are. People send them to me.
I can't.
Okay. Oh, I got to talk to this guy. Thomas Ulmer, my old friend. My liar.
I took the,
You're a fucking liar. You know why? You still got this goddamn Pepe on your... Look at this. The Skype.
Is he an alt-right Pepe kind of guy?
I put my face up there for you. That's weird. It didn't show up.
It doesn't. I'm looking at it right now, this Trump Pepe.
Yeah, I know, Tim, but when you asked me to, I did it.
Well, I'm only telling you what I'm looking at here. You calling me a liar? What is with everybody's connection today?
I'm out of my fucking mind, man.
I don't know. Is it shitting?
Yeah, it's bad. But hold on. Let me dial you in a little bit. How's that? Talk. Give me a test.
Hello. Check. 1, 2.
What do you got for me today? Quickly, Thomas.
God damn it. I want to say hello to Doug. I'm a big fan. I love Dougie.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
I All right. You on, good call.
Facebook Wait, no. Let him go, Tim.
We
give him a shot.
ASAP Ferg.
What now?
Say
We're
it again.
We're talking about ASAP Ferg and the Migos.
The fuck out of here, Thomas. Thanks. You're a waste. David Varman, please give me something I can use today. Give me something.
I got something.
What are you doing? Chowing down in some C-U-M? What is it?
Tell me something that really can help.
Yes. How can I help?
Hello, this is Dave Varman.
Hello,
from
Dave.
Portland, Oregon.
Oh, yes, Dave. How are you? Sorry to be disrespectful. Dave's a good man. A good man. You hear me?
I'm eating dried mangoes.
You know what? Are these dried mangoes the greatest? Doug, are you on this scene? In this scene?
They're good.
They're really good.
I get this big fucking bag of them from... My wife got them from Costco. They last a year.
That's what happened.
Well, make sure the ones aren't no sugar added.
No, there's nothing in there. Just nothing but mangoes. And you just chew them. It's like eating it's like the consistency of
a shoe. It's a shoe.
Shoe leather.
Yeah, which are good.
But you suck on them, you chew on them, it satisfies you. Talk to me. What can I do for you, David? You always got something interesting.
I just wanted to call and say hello, and I want to say thanks again for letting me make those fan award plaques for you.
David, if you recall, Doug,
Portland,
yeah, remember those wooden plaques, Doug?
Well, thanks.
Yeah, Doug has one. For his office.
Yes, I met you at the show, and you gave me a custom one with me on there. Kind of felt like you did mine kind of at the last minute. Like, oh shit, I better make one more. I have 5 minutes, but thank you though.
Yeah, no problem, man.
All right.
But anyway, hey, I just was curious if you had any feedback or any positive pros and cons. I'm just interested to hear your opinion. Yeah, just what you thought in general. I just I know I drove by and yelled at you out of my car at the end of the night.
Here's the thing.
I could use a rarer wood, maybe something from India or Southern Asia.
Here, I'm going to be straight with you, David.
Okay.
It was very impressive that you can do something like that. I'll start with that. It seems like it takes a lot of skill.
Do your listeners know what you're referring to?
That's good. Let me give a little backstory, a little context. We're on our tour. David has called into office hours before. I think he called in, spoke beautifully about the salmon up in the Northwest. Anyways, we had a nice chat about that a long time ago. He made these beautiful wood plaques with Eric and me and a lot of the characters from the show, and he made like 20 of them. And these are big, like 12, no. 12 11, by 12,
11 by 11,
11 by 11 heavy wood things. So he presents this to us. We get this big box backstage filled with these things. One for our partner Dave Kneebone, one for Doug, Bunt,
I think that's unbelievable.
10 for us, and it's an honor to receive it. It seems like it took a lot of work. The only negative is now we got all this wood we got to deal with. We got these
unbelievable,
unbe-fucking-leavable. We got these wood. We got a lot of wood, a lot of weight to work with, and we're on the road. We're touring. We got to fly. We don't have a lot of space, a lot of room. But you know what? We made it work. Luckily, it was towards the end of the tour.
We went overweight, and we did have to pay a hefty fee.
It was a $100 fee from Delta Airlines.
Unbelievable.
That's my only...
I guess I should say you're welcome.
That's my only note on the situation is that, you know, it's when you give somebody a gift, now it's there.
Just give one gift, not 10.
It was a lot of wood. It was a lot of wood.
No, there is some good news in there is that you can hand off those heavy wood plaques to other people and make it their burden.
Well, we did give a few away. We gave a
few. Oh, sweet. Awesome.
But I think we only ended up doing that back in L.A., so we'd, I don't know why. But anyways, David, it was very sweet of you. We appreciate all the gifts. I'm not like a collector. I don't have a lot of stuff. I don't like accumulating stuff. So most stuff gets thrown away. Stop
well,
with that
I think it, I looked at it as like a experiential art, so I don't want you to keep them. Like, I don't want them in my life.
Like, I like them to show up in like a Goodwill in like 20 years. People are like, what the hell is this? And who
exactly.
are these people? Exactly. It's gonna live forever. One thing we don't want it to turn into is firewood. Okay, David, talk to you soon.
Thanks for the plaque.
All right. Thanks, man.
I would just like to say thank you for the custom one that I got. Yeah. Tim's are kind of like these, kind of like prints. Right. Mine is
you know, I do want to note that it's impossible to hear anything Doug Pound is saying in the background because I think there's a lot of echo in the room. And when people call in, like, I can hear him talking. But
you're loud in my... You're talk again, Doug.
Check one, two. Now we're talking.
Is that better?
Yeah, it just the sound is just sounds. It sounds.
Well, you know what? You know what?
I was coming through his mic, and now I'm coming through my own mic.
I think that's. I think that's how it's to you on this call, but I think on the actual the stream, it's fine. I think.
Hopefully, between you and Doug, it doesn't sound. I think insane. I understand. So
okay, thank you.
Everything's good.
Bye.
Anyway, have a good day. I'll talk to you soon.
I don't know why I feel like I'm in such a rush. I'm in such a rush today. I feel like I got daytime cold medicine running through me.
Thank you.
Coffee, tea.
Thank you.
I just got to chill out a little bit and back off.
Thank you.
Elliot, help me out, please.
Tim, Doug, how are you guys doing today?
Hi, Elliot.
Can I help you?
I just had a quick question. If either of you guys are dressed up for Halloween, what are you guys dressing as? I don't know what I'm doing yet. Figure I'd take some suggestions.
Well, I've got a 4-year-old, so that the focus is now on that, not on me.
Oh, okay.
And I think for the past several years, I've had a disinterest in dressing up for Halloween because look at my life, look at my career, look at what I do every day. I put on costumes, I play, I get to disappear into characters, I get to put on bald caps and wear weird mustaches. And so the allure and the appeal of dressing up in costumes for Halloween has evaporated, my friend. Doug, the floor is yours. What are you doing for Halloween?
I'm going to go as I'm probably going
to
go.
I'm not really entirely sure yet, to be completely honest. All right. Doug, what are you doing?
Okay, so here's what's happening. This is a tech thing we got to figure out.
Did you hear? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Kind of hear it's kind of weird on the stream. It's good, but
yeah,
maybe
I think somehow the audio is coming. Like he's hearing it on the laptop audio or something.
We gotta get some.
We gotta tech the shit out of this.
We gotta tech the shit out of this.
It's okay. I'll let you guys get
future,
to the next guy.
Yeah, thanks.
No, you know what? Can I finish my thing and talk about my costume that I've been working on?
Okay, go ahead.
I'm gonna go as Bob Weinstein. It's Harvey's brother. That's what I did last year, and that's what I'm gonna do this year. Yeah, that's what I did last year.
Why did you do it last year?
Because I thought I was coming out of a, kind of like a WTF random non sequitur situation. Like, wow, Bob Weinstein. I didn't expect anyone
to.
It's out of left field.
Did anybody recognize you?
For what? No. It was an annoying night. I had to explain over and over who I was. But you know what, Tim? Dressing up on Halloween, if you're going to a Halloween party, you got to dress up because then it's more fun.
I'm not going to. I'm going to go trick-or-treating down by this little part of town where they all the stores give out candy. My daughter Amelia wants me to go as a taco.
You got to go by the rich part of town where you get the big full candy bars?
That's the dream.
That's the
king size, baby.
I want a Grum outfit, personally, but I don't know if I could create one or not.
Well, we are having a costume contest every year. There's a costume contest for any Tim and Eric related costume that you want to submit, and there'll be a prize announced, I believe, today.
All right. Oh, cool. Well, right. I'll see if I can get on that. Thank you guys for talking to me. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Next caller,
Ben Williams.
Hello, Tim.
Whoa.
Yeah, see, people come in hot.
Tim, what you need is a compressor or a limiter that kind of evens out.
I'd love it.
I'm still hot.
No, you're okay. It's on my end. How can I help you today?
And go ahead.
Are you there?
Yes.
Yes. Action.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah.
Hey. I'm wondering. I have a close friend who is also close friends with Matt Harrigan.
Yeah.
The way I know all these people is I'm a musician, and I've played with, or used to play with this guy named Colonel Bruce Hampton, who died earlier this year. And I was just wondering if you knew anything about him.
Is this the guy that died on stage?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I saw that footage. It's so grim. It's like one of the grimmest.
Yeah, I was there.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what?
So this guy, Doug, I'll give the backstory. No one wants to hear from you, Ben.
Wait, was Ben
asking
a question?
Well, a lot of my friends were on stage. I'm actually really good friends with a drummer who was in charge of putting the whole thing together in a lot of ways.
Yeah?
And a lot of people were there. He's kind of a big guru in the jam band scene, even though what he actually did himself musically was a lot different than that. It was a lot more eccentric and bizarre.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, guys from, like, the band Fish and, you know, Derek Trucks and Widespread Panic and Government Mutual and just all that stuff that were all on stage. There was, I think, 31 people on stage when he actually died during the encore of what had been a four-hour show.
Well, there's and your problem.
It was the end of the last song of the encore, and, you know, he...
I mean, how else do you want to go out in life? Isn't that the way you want to go?
That's true.
I'm sorry? That's the way, man. I mean,
how else do you want to go? That's how I want to go jamming with my jam band.
Last note of the last song.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Yeah, it was the last song.
It must have been... What happened then when everyone realized he was dead? Did everyone go to the merch booth?
He was on the ground for some time, and he had some pretty he was known to engage in some different types of antics on stage as part of his act, and so he just kind of laid down, and everyone thought he was
a boy who
just
cried
joking around, and they continued to play for a certain point, and then, I mean, eventually some people realized something was wrong, and they got up and stopped in the middle of a momentous, you know, climactic point of this jam with all these people ripping solos, and
when did you find out that he was dead? At the show itself, or
I was sitting with some family members of a lot of the people that were on stage, some of who you probably, I think, hung out with last time you were in Atlanta at the Variety Playhouse. But I was with them, so they're really close. Their dad had played with Bruce since the 80s in Aquarium Rescue Unit. And so they had close.
Okay.
You there?
Continue.
What happened? No, you stopped talking. Doug and I gave each other a look like, come on.
What was the point of that? Was he getting somewhere?
Ben? Are you there?
Maybe Ben died during his...
Oh, Ben just passed away.
The last word of his final encore call.
Wow. Are you there, Ben? I don't know. He disappeared.
Sorry, Ben.
I was getting towards the end of that story myself. What the hell? Joshua?
What is up, Tim Heidecker?
Getting through the week, basically. Yeah. Got a cold.
What's up, guys?
What's up with you? How can I help you there, pal? Where are you calling from?
First of all, I got to tell you, I got four kids, and they think the best performer ever is Casey Tatum.
Yeah, baby.
What? They weren't wondering. I'm not gonna pawn this off my kids. I really think there needs to be an in-depth documentary, like a deep look at the life of Casey Tatum.
What? You're nuts.
I'm just saying.
You're nuts,
it's
Josh.
Something you need to look in. You seem to have a close personal connection to him.
All right. Listen. Thanks for the call. It was a lot of fun. Doug, I got to tell you. Let me take Jeffrey Jones here. Jeffrey Jones. Is this the same Jeffrey Jones from, there you go. Is this the same Jeffrey Jones, the star of Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
No, I can't say that it is, unfortunately.
Jeffrey Jones, remember him? He was in all those movies. Redheaded guy, he was the principal. And he got busted
for child
pornography or something, right?
I know. He gives guys like me a bad name.
Well, it's easy to just go by Jeff Jones.
Well, what's your middle name, Jeffrey Jones?
I know. Jeffrey, I don't know. Do I want to disclose that? Middle initial is D.
Let's pretend it's Demetrius. We'll go by that.
All right, Jeff. Well, how can I help you today?
Well, I just want to say the Pontiac show was great. The fact that you incorporated Kid Rock into the show was really cool.
What?
I saw you troll him a little bit on Twitter there. If you could just keep doing that, that'd be pretty cool.
Oh yeah, so
anytime.
I'll just give a little backstory for the audience here. Bring up Kid Doug? Do you have access to new music?
Yeah.
Can you bring up Kid Rock, his latest record? It's First Kiss, I think it's called. And here's what I don't.
Are you looking for a specific song? Just the song First Kiss.
Sure.
That's 2015. Backlist,
well, that's only 2 years ago.
So the newest one.
Yeah. Gotcha. No, the First Kiss, yeah.
Yeah, gotcha.
We were driving through Michigan. We were talking about Kid Rock to ourselves in the car. And it's so great to have these services like Apple Music. And there it is.
You know what I'd like to see is Kid Rock versus Eminem rap battle.
So listen to this shit.
Clayton was my first crush, and neither one of us had a clue.
Jesus, it's like the Yellow River Boys. It's just pure prof. Yeah, baby.
But when she jumped in, it felt brand new.
Ooh yeah, it felt brand new.
It's country music, Tim. It's nostalgic. Just
country rock. It's all reference. It's like a Dane Cook. If Dane Cook was a country artist, it's all like.
Do you remember when we used to hang out?
Oh, I'm sorry. He's talking.
He's talking. That's the other flaw is they can't hear.
Talk again, JJ. JJ?
Can you speak again, mate?
Speak again. Take it from the top.
Yeah, I just... How can I sabotage his senatorial election?
He's not going to run. That was the other thing we looked into. We looked at his shit, what he's up to, and he's not going to run. Someone's going to sit him down and say... He would say, listen, they're going to say, listen, kid, you've got a nice little life here. You got this racket going. You've somehow managed to turn this career from some kind of white rapper into this. You're appealing to this NASCAR Southern like middle, upper middle class crap, junk.
Right.
You know, yeah. Now what are you going to do? You have to go raise a bunch of money. You're going to have to learn a bunch of shit. You're going to have to wear a suit. You're going to have to go to Washington.
You got
to
take the sunglasses off.
Yeah. So I think he's just going to go, you know what? This was fun.
He could be the first senator with that wears sunglasses 24/7. That would be cool.
24/7.
I would like that.
Quick segue. We just built that Little Caesars Arena in Detroit, and they're probably building one in L.A., not a Little Caesars, but something like that. How do you feel about the taxpayers' dollars going to that kind of shit? Don't you think it's a little fucked?
I do. Don't you, Doug? I think of the
taxpayers is paying for Little Caesars. What?
No, they're paying for the stadiums for every. It's a total racket.
Sports?
Yeah, sports.
Oh well, that is awful. I mean, the sports makes so much money, and it should be the opposite because sports makes so much money that 10% of that shit should go to clean up the town or something.
Go into the schools. I mean, and what kind of what jobs do they provide? Hot dog vendors?
Yeah, some guy yelling at you up and down.
Hey, dog, it's gonna hit dog. Hey, dog, it's gonna hit the hot beer. Hot beer. What about a hot beer guy?
Hot beer.
We got hot beer. Hot beer. What's he making? 15? 15 an hour? I mean, yeah, they're not.
No, he's probably making
shit,
nothing,
man.
Just commission. He's got to move those ice cream cones or whatever he's got.
He's got to move. All right.
One final note. It was kind of fun to see you in Pontiac. I held the door open for you boys. It was just kind of funny to see you guys, regular Joes, pop out of what was probably a crummy Uber.
And it was a Lyft.
Yeah, this is kind of neat. You know, they're just
regular folk. We're just regular Joes.
Oh, Tim, were you just there with Greg?
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing stand-up.
That's right.
And I'll tell you what. Hold on, Jeff. I'll tell you this. Well, you can listen off the air. Doug, I have to tell you, we flew into Chicago.
Midway?
No.
You gotta go to Midway.
O'Hare.
You blew it.
Flew into O'Hare. And then did a show the next night in Chicago. Then drove to Pontiac, Michigan. Then did a show there. Then drove to Grand Rapids, Michigan. Did a show there. Then the next morning, drive back to O'Hare. Okay. Uh-huh. So that's, let's do the day. 10 a.m., depart, leave the hotel, drive to Chicago, about a four-hour drive.
From O'Hare to Chicago?
No, from...
You mean Chicago
from
to...
Grand Rapids to O'Hare. We're flying out.
Oh, gotcha, at the end of the thing, right.
So 10:30 a.m., we leave Grand Rapids to drive back to O'Hare and get our 5 o'clock flight on Virgin America back to L.A. Telling you folks, this is going to go somewhere. Don't tune out on me. We drive back through buckets of rain, just a monsoon all the way. We get to the airport at, shut up. I'm a murderer.
It's a great story. I'm just kidding.
Hold on. No, you're not going to believe this.
Buckets of rain.
Get to the airport 3 o'clock for a 5 o'clock flight. I like to get there a little early. I don't like to fucking play around. Get me home.
I like to get there early too.
Get me there early. So I get in there. And it's raining, baby. I'm telling you. And we look at the phone and we're like, it's going to be a delay. There's going to be a delay. Right away, there's an hour and a half delay, 2 hour delay for our 5 o'clock flight. Okay, whatever. We're here. At least we're here. Let's go get a beer. We'll get some drinks. We'll get something to eat. We're getting something to eat. And the whole airport's closed basically because of the rain, because of the weather. Lightning, Doug. Hear me? Lightning. Cut to flight gets pushed an hour and an hour and an hour. Suddenly, we got on the plane. Excuse me.
Plane sounds.
We got on the plane. You're not getting. What time do you think we got on the plane? Flight was supposed to leave at 5.
Probably 6.
We boarded the plane at 11 p.m.
Oh, boy.
11 p.m. We departed at midnight. Okay. Got into L.A. at 2:30 a.m. It was a nightmare.
Sorry to hear that, Tim. So, well, what happened when you're? Here's my question: is when you were hanging out at the airport?
Yeah. Jason, Terry, what's your question? Hold on, hold on.
Yeah.
What's the question, Doug?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, you got a new caller. That's fine.
No.
I was just wondering, like, so you had a few drinks and then maybe you got a
baseball game was on. Dodgers Cubs.
And you watched the Dodgers beat the Cubs in Chicago.
Watched the whole game, baby. It was beautiful.
The Cubs are coming back, by the way.
Fuck that.
They're coming back. Sorry, Dodgers.
What do you got, Terry? We should just do sports.
Let's just do sports.
Thanks.
I don't know.
Well, I'm in New York, so I'm a Yankees fan.
Oh yeah, the Yankees are doing pretty good now.
Could be Yankees Dodgers in the World Series.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of people talking about the Dodgers Yankees series being one of the big series of all time. So you got Ballinger and Verlander.
Yeah, I think that's what it's going to be. It's going to be Yankees Dodgers is what it is.
And this is
actually Tim. This I'm on a different account. This is Terrence from you remember me?
Get out, Paul.
Like 2 weeks ago.
Okay,
Terrence. You know the crazy guy in the front row, you know, in Manhattan. You remember. Yeah, for some reason my Skype's acting up, so I have to use a new account. But I was just gonna say, you and Doug are still doing the vegan thing, right?
I'm doing my best.
Okay. I'd say I'm sticking to it more than Tim is, because I've eaten with him a few times.
Yeah. Well, I think it's pretty cool. My family and I, we actually started doing it too about like a few months ago. And
all you gotta do is try.
For moral reason.
Yeah.
And the health reasons. Yeah.
All right.
It's true. You go throughout the day and you realize you don't gotta eat all that crap and all those.
See, I'm making a positive difference. If I don't do it for myself, at least I'm putting it out there to the world. I'm inspiring the youth, inspiring families to do something very important, very special.
That's it?
That's all I got.
I feel like he was getting to something.
I don't know what he was talking about. I get bored of everybody today. It's because I'm so sick.
You're jacked on coffee, aren't you?
Tim, how's it going?
Not good, you know?
Yeah, I know. That was just a terrible joke. So, I don't know if you remember back in March I called in and you're like, oh, Ciccone, you know, you related to Madonna.
Sure.
And I've been asked that a lot. And, well, this time I looked into it. You know, I got one of those little kits where you swab your
23andMe.
Cheek, you know, your tongue a little bit, give them some DNA evidence.
I did that the other day, too.
23andMe or not?
Really?
Was it 23andMe? Was it 23andMe?
No one can hear a word I'm saying.
I know.
That's exactly it.
Well, you and me, Doug, we're going to tech the shit out of this after the call, after the show.
Once it's over.
So... Well, yeah, so I got my results back in, and,
That's not going to tell you if you're related to Madonna.
100% nincompoop or what?
What's that?
100% nincompoop?
Yeah, it said 100%
nincompoop. 90%
nincompoop,
10% dunce.
Cousin, five times removed or something like that. Anyways, I just want to congratulate you on a very big, big year.
Well, thank you very much.
The tour. Bedtime stories, man. That episode with the baklava, the voice that you were doing, I was shocked when they showed your character and you were doing that voice. I don't know why. I could not see you doing that voice. It was hilarious.
Thank you, Eric. It has been a big year. I mean, look.
What are you doing?
It was a huge year. We did.
Big.
You had Decker's season air. You had Bedtime Stories air. You had, I believe, a season of On Cinema aired. You've got the tour that happened, and now I'm done with everything. All my commitments have been fulfilled, and I'm feeling a bit empty right now.
Well, are you doing that stand up? Are you doing a stand up special?
Yes, I'm doing with Doug here in L.A. in December 8th at the Regent Theater downtown. We're going to do two shows.
Theater done.
And the tickets
are not over yet.
The tickets are cheap. I think we're doing them for $10. We want to fill the room.
Theater done.
And
cheap prices.
Yeah, good prices.
Theater done.
All right. Thanks, Eric. Talk to you later. He was about to say one more thing. Steve.
Oh, you gotta turn your speaker off, Steve. Tim, can I go run out real quick and come back? You need anything? I'm gonna get a coffee.
No, I'm good. Thanks.
Although I don't have any calls at the moment, so I'll have to vamp with something. Oh, here we go. Go ahead. Do what you need to do. Hello?
Tim, can I go?
Can you mute your stream, you moron?
No.
Hello?
I don't have any calls. So.
Are you there?
Vamp with something. Go ahead.
What are you doing there, Steve?
Hello?
Jesus Christ. Let's see. Ruzan? Ruzan? Hello?
Hey, Tim.
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. Hope you get to feeling better, man. I just wanted to call and ask you, without going into numbers or anything, I know for us fans, Unsealed and Mindwipe were awesome. I wanted to see if that was pretty lucrative for you, if it ended up being a good thing.
Well, it's a living.
Yeah. We thought it was fantastic.
Thanks, man.
I thought I'd just...
Hold on, we got a special call coming in.
If it ended up being a success.
Hello? Hello?
Tim, it's John C. Riley.
Oh, hey, John.
How are you?
What is it?
Oh, I just thought I'd say hello. I had some exciting news about something.
You had some what?
Hi, Doug.
Some exciting news about something?
You've got some exciting news. DJ Doug Pound is with us today, just so you know.
Hello, doctor.
I know. It's a little bit annoying. It's a lot of distractions, all those sound effects.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
You're not enjoying the contribution Doug's making to the show today?
Shots fired.
I think you're strong without him.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, like I said, we're just testing some stuff here. It's not something we're going to, it's not a permanent change of the show or anything. Good friends with Doug and his work, but you're right. It might not be the right fit.
All right.
For the
I'll
show.
Lay off the sound effects a little bit. Jeez.
I'm having a good time with it.
Well, you know, like somebody's like, they're either there for the show or they're getting coffee, which is.
Well, fair enough. What's the big news?
Shots
so we can
fired.
Rush through this.
Well, two things. First of all, I realized the big problem with me listening to your show was not your show. It was my iPad. It doesn't work on the iPad, the live video. So I went to my big computer, my big boy, and I'm getting it loud and clear now.
Okay. What's the next big bit of news?
The other thing.
Big news, okay.
I don't know if you're aware, but I really enjoy to eat acai bowls.
Yeah, we know. Ugh.
The acai berry. And I found some real exciting news about the acai berry, given this Harvey Weinstein situation.
Oh, okay.
Let's hear it.
It's not related to that.
Okay. But wonder why you brought it up.
They say that acai is nature's Viagra.
Ooh. Okay. So what
it's
do you say?
Good for the penis.
Are you stiff?
Prostate, which is in turn good for the penis.
Are you stiff right now?
It's a yes or no question. No. Because I haven't had my asahi.
Uh-huh.
Say it again.
Asahi. Asahi.
Asahi.
Doc, did you hear that we were 9 hours delayed at O'Hare the other day?
What?
9 hours.
I apologize. On behalf of Chicago, I feel like I owe you an apology.
There's a storm just sitting over the airport for hours. And then our plane finally came in, but they had a issue with that plane. There was a hydraulics issue. So then they had to wait for another plane to come.
Wow.
I have to tell you, Virgin America did a fantastic job. You'd think I'd be here bitching them out, 9 hour delay getting home. It was a tough situation for them, and they tried their hardest. The guys were very nice at the gate. They were very apologetic. They kept informing us, and they, you know, as much as you want to be mad at somebody, you can only be mad at the Lord Himself for the lightning.
You know what else?
What?
Thigh is also very good for keeping cholesterol down. It keeps the good cholesterol and it gets rid of the bad cholesterol.
Well, I don't believe in cholesterol. I think that's another myth that these doctors have come up with to sell more medicine. I think cholesterol's, what is it? You can't see it. It's bull. It's bull. So
you'll see it when they cut you open on that morgue slab.
We'll see. All right, I do have to go. Thanks so much for the call.
You're gonna hang up on doctor?
Yeah, my pleasure.
Well, he's not going anywhere. He's talking about fucking cholesterol like we're doing some show for the AARP. You hear me?
I'm a little disappointed I didn't get any sound effects from Duck Pound.
Well, you castrated him very early in your call.
And actually, you did get some sound effects. You did get some sound effects.
Yeah, you know, you might not be able to hear the sound effects on your end.
Shots fired.
You know, when we were on tour.
All right.
That I was out there every night listening to Duck Pound. I'm his number one fan.
Okay, take it down a notch. You're getting real agitated there.
I lost my temper.
Get your acai bowl and enjoy the rest of your day. You have a good day ahead of you?
Yeah, great day. You know, acai palm.
Thank you very much. Talk to you later. All right. Thank you very much.
What do you got planned for the rest of the day?
I hung up on him. That's too much. Patrick.
Hey, Tim. How are you?
Sorry.
Patrick, coming in hot.
I'm good. How are you, Pat?
I'm great. Is Duck Pound with you still?
Of course.
Well, hey guys. So, I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
That's a great question.
Okay. So I'm a tour guide of Los Angeles now.
Really?
This is kind of a new thing for me. Yeah. I work for Starline Tours.
Starline Tours. Starline Tours.
Can we use that as a plug?
Yeah. If you're up for paying for it, $250,000.
Oh. Ooh, yeah. That's too much.
All right. So, what's your question about your tour guides? You guys are always hogging up the space on the roads. But go ahead.
You're right, but not to worry. I'm just in a van. I'm not in one of those like big open top things.
Okay,
right.
But I go to the Hollywood sign, and I thought, how fun would it be to get a couple of fake facts from you guys, and just tell them as if they're true on my tour.
Now I'm writing bits for you.
I have a tour here in 50 minutes.
I got enough on my brain.
Tim, you're done with your stuff. You were looking for creative outlets. I think this would be perfect.
Wow.
You could come up with some cool like facts about the Hollywood sign. I think it'd be good for you. I think it's something you need right now.
Well, Doug, you give the first one. Make up a fake fact now.
The Hollywood sign is painted 100% with whiteout.
Oh, those little brushes?
It's a start. It's not great, but...
Tiny little brushes?
Tiny. It was painted with tiny little brushes. The first...
Wow.
I know it. I got one.
That one's...
The original, original sign was much, much, much bigger. It had more words on it. It was a marriage proposal. Uh-huh. It was a marriage proposal. It was, Holly, would you marry me?
There you go.
And it was...
Oh, my God.
And they spelled wood wrong. But also, it used to be longer, right? It used to be Hollywood Land.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hollywood Land. You got it.
It originally said Hollywood Land, a good job if she applied herself more. It was a father sending a message to his daughter.
An eccentric billionaire father trying to send a message to his underachieving daughter.
That's...
See how quick our brains are. See why we're on a different level.
By the way, the whiteout thing, you could say that the painter back in the day, there was no cars. He had to hike up. Mm-hmm. It was a 4-hour hike up there. And he's like, oh, shit, I forgot my paintbrush. Uh-huh. But I had the whiteout brush. So I'll just use this.
Oh.
So that was
this is what people
pass.
Don't get.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I could do what those guys do. It's just a bunch of weird stuff, bunch of absurdities. What is this now? Again. Oh, he's coming in again. Yes, hello. Hello.
Tim, I forgot something.
Okay, what'd you forget?
The last call. It was very interesting.
What'd you forget? Quickly.
Nothing. Number one, Starline Tours is a parasitic nightmare invading people's privacy.
Okay.
Number two,
shots fired.
There's now sweetberry wine available. Actual sweetberry wine.
Oh, yes. This is the big news.
Doctor, it's sold out.
Yes. Well, it's selling out, but you can still pre-order, I believe, through Mr. Eric Werhoff.
No, it's sold out. It's sold out online, but you can maybe go to a store and maybe get some. I tried.
Oh, okay. Well, in any case, Doug.
Yeah, just fucking lay off, Doug.
I'm sorry. I would like a bottle, but I couldn't get one.
I don't even have a bottle.
To get to the charity part. I'm trying to talk about the fact that Eric is doing some charity work with Sweetberry Wine. We're up in wine country to try to help those people recover.
That's nice for you to mention that. Get this. It's a beautiful bottle. It's a beautiful wine. It's connected to the great work we've done together in the past. Fond memories.
It's the most exciting thing is that, did you know you can make wine from acai?
Ay.
Popular wine in Brazil.
Thank you so much. Well, that's very, there's a lot of interesting facts out there. Thank you so much.
And Brazilian surfers were the first ones to realize, hey, this is a high energy snack.
Anybody looking for more information on acai can use the internet, Wikipedia, whatever
it is.
Hey,
Doc, have you ever tried a tiger nut?
I can't hear what Doug's saying. Is he at the coffee station?
He said, have you ever tried a tiger nut? I don't know what that means.
Okay. If you're talking about milk and a tiger, no, I haven't.
No, he's talking about something else. Is it?
They have tiger milk, too, but
okay.
I mean, if he likes acai, he might like these new nuts that they're discovering called tiger nuts, which aren't
actually... You can't hear you.
I'm sorry, I gotta go.
Bye.
I thought he would like the tiger nut.
It's the problem if he can't hear you, so it doesn't. There's no Nestor. Hello.
Hey, Tim. How are you today?
God, everyone's coming in hot.
Shots fired.
What is it, Nestor?
All right. Well, I am. I'm calling you from Gainesville, Florida. Today we have Richard Spencer.
Oh.
Coming into town.
Nice. What are you planning to do for the big occasion?
I'm retarded.
Well, I was planning to. Protest with a sign that said "Free speech is a bag of cat shit."
Okay.
What are your thoughts?
Love you. Careful.
Free speech is a bag of cat shit. What are we saying with that?
I think you're not really helping there. But he can't hear me anyway. So.
Not okay.
Let's come up with a better sign.
I can hear you.
Let's come up with a better sign.
Okay.
Right.
Absolutely not.
What else you got? Do you have some alternatives?
Wait, does that sign work, Tim?
Absolutely not.
Well, I guess I was, have any alternatives. I guess I wanted to say, like, well, you know, well, I support free speech. I mean, anybody that's pro First Amendment would support it. So, but it's also sort of making the point that, you know, while everybody's entitled to their opinion, some opinions aren't, you know, the content is questionable sometimes.
Why don't you go, you go in and be pro Richard Spencer? And say, I love Dick Spencer or something like this. And just be his like super fan and just be like an annoying super fan.
We did this years ago. Doug, you might have been around.
I was there.
Proposition 8 was in California. It was the legalizing gay marriage. And we were very hot about it. We were very upset that there was this yes. It was the yes on 8 meant you were that you didn't want gay marriage to happen, right? So you had to be if you wanted gay marriage to happen, which we did, or continue gay marriage to happen, you wanted to be no on it. So these people were waving their signs around by the mall in Glendale for yes on 8. And so what we did is we made a bunch of signs that were very, very stupid and very silly, and infiltrated them and stood with them. And our sign said, like, you can't marry a cheeseburger. I believe it was one. And one was divorce, ban divorce.
I don't think our shit helped.
Well, no, it did, because it dispersed that group. Like, they were like, they got annoyed by us, so they kept moving, and we kind of just chased them away, because we kind of just...
Who is this, Nestor?
Nestor, yeah.
Nestor, why don't you wear, why don't you wear a vest like you work somewhere, like a blue vest, and have a
pin that... Why? Can you repeat that, Tim?
Oh.
Just wear a pin that says, ask me about Richard Spencer, like you work there.
I know what to do. Just don't show up. Just ignore the whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Just skip it.
Just because if you protest, it's going to create attention towards
it. Don't bring any more attention to it.
Just don't bring any more attention to it. Leave him alone.
Leave him alone.
Let him talk to a fucking wall.
Gotcha.
That's my advice.
Okay.
Thanks.
And then,
I can do that. All right. I'll take that. I'll take that. Thank you, guys. Love you guys so much. Big Pound Puppy. Big Tim and Eric fan. Love you guys. You guys are
the best. Bye, Nestor. See, we get nice kids on this show, don't you think, Doug? Are you impressed with the audience?
I am impressed that you got some pound puppies on there.
Kyle, stop making it all
about
yourself.
Hey, can you hear me? Hey, did Doug get a chance to do his set in Toronto? I saw his Instagram
post. What's up, pound puppies?
Yes, he did. He did get a chance to do his little comedy
set. Tim, try as he might to shut me down.
I didn't listen. This fucking Just for Laughs consortium of this bureaucratic, rigid.
It was a festival, so they were like, we have to start at 7:45 exactly, and no later than
9 o'clock. 90,
yeah, it was like there was we had to cut Dobus out.
We had to cut a whole bit out. You should have seen us backstage.
So naturally, I was the first to go.
Well, what?
Did Dark Pound make an appearance as well?
Yeah, he did Dark. But listen, you're not letting me talk. You should have seen us backstage with our... None of us know how to do any math. So we're sitting there trying to time out our set, figuring out how long things are, how much we need to cut. It was a mess.
But we've never...
But then, at the last minute, somebody from the festival goes, oh, well, you can actually do an extra 15. Well, tell us that ahead of time.
Yeah, like 15 minutes before the show. I'm already... I took my stupid outfit off. I'm ready to just... start the show with Tim and Eric.
God damn it. And then you know what? These people from the festival come to the show.
They show up at the last
second. They come up and like, hey, it's Gordon from the festival. Like, hi, Nessie. Hi, how are you? I don't fucking care who you
What's
are.
Up with, that's nothing wrong with that.
It's just
people
like,
saying hi.
He's making it seem like the fucking king's coming backstage. Oh, Gordon's here from Just for Laughs. He would love to say hi. Hi, I'm just, you know, get out of here. If I want to do a show in Toronto, I'll go up and do a show in Toronto. I don't need to be part of some big festival.
Hi, guys.
Bye, Kyle.
Hi.
Hey, Benedict Cumberbatch is on the phone.
Hi.
Hey. Hi. I'm the guy that sent you that hair video a while back.
The what video?
Remember that? I pull up my hair.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
I just was watching some Seinfeld, and I wanted to tell you about this really good episode.
Okay.
Do you remember the one where Kramer uses butter as a lotion, and then he gets all cooked up top?
Yeah, is that the Jerry? And, is that the Jerry? Is that the Kenny Rogers? Baked. Kenny Rogers Roasters?
Yeah, of course. And Kramer gets all baked, right? And at the end of the episode, he gets covered in oregano and parmesan, and Newman goes off the handle.
Yeah.
And same episode, George pretends to be handicapped and gets that job because
oh yeah, is he in a wheelchair?
Just to remind you,
are we just doing Seinfeld recaps now?
He ends up in a wheelchair, and then like a gang of like biker or like a old gang of people in scooters, old people chase him, and it's very funny.
Jerry, Jerry, I can't do it, Jerry. I can't do it.
That's my only impression.
Elaine
I can do.
Is stuck on the plane. That's what reminded me.
All right, Benedict, we're done with this. We don't need the C plot. We don't need the C plot from that episode.
Thank you.
He made the video where the guys cut their hair off in the bathroom.
Yeah, that was good, right?
That was good.
Oh, Thomas Ulmer is back. Look at this scumbag.
I'm not a scumbag. I changed the picture.
I know, but you got you wearing your goddamn Make America Great Again hat, piece of crap.
There we go. Now it updated. Okay.
Thank you.
I wanted to reiterate on the Seinfeld theme. It's
a long
one of the best shows of all time, but the first three seasons, four seasons are garbage. After that, it gets a lot better.
Three, four?
All right, you're the expert. I don't know. What am I counting seasons and rating them? No, I'm too busy, man. First season's probably rocky. I think they get their shit together season two, three. I don't know. Whatever.
It's too, no. I'm just saying. I just wanted to fucking put my 2 cents in about Seinfeld.
I like
Okay, riling. Whatever, whatever.
Tommy, I like riling you up, man. I love riling you up.
What?
I love riling you up.
Oh, I know you fucking do. Every goddamn day. Or every time I call. I want to say something, man. I want to break bread with you. You pick up with me all the time, and you're a good boy. I don't want to talk political anymore with you.
All right.
I'd rather talk about fun.
Well, don't
stuff,
wear that stupid
okay?
political hat on your picture, man. I mean, like, you don't see me walking around with some kind of, I don't know what I would even wear. Well, I mean, I love these people who are like, yeah, all you do is talk about politics, and you look at their shit, it's all they have. That's their whole identity.
That's not my, I mean, you,
pretty
I mean,
hypocritical,
all you do
bro.
When you tweet all the time is political. See,
it's
not
we're true.
Back into it. I don't want to do that.
I know, but
you're
well, then don't,
me up.
Then don't wear that dumb hat. That's all you got to do is throw that hat away.
I like the hat. You wear your Dodgers hat. I don't like the Dodgers. I hate the Dodgers.
I don't wear a Dodgers hat. Be honest with you, I don't.
It doesn't offend me. Yeah, I've seen you wear a Dodgers hat.
Jesus Christ. Hold on. We got John.
Sai's coming back.
You want to talk to this guy for me or what?
Tim, it's John C. Riley.
Yeah. Do you want to talk to this guy or what?
Oh, I'm not into politics.
Okay.
I was just calling to apologize.
To me?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, you don't have to apologize to me. There's nothing to apologize for.
Well, he should apologize to me.
No,
well,
let him talk.
It sounds like you got a cold. It sounds like you're under the weather, and I just blew right past that.
Well, you don't have to apologize for that. The truth
what
is, I am.
Saying?
I am. I feel like I've got the flu. I don't know what the flu is, but I got it. I got it bad. I almost texted you that last night. We were texting back and forth. I said, man, I mean, I'll let my friend know I'm not feeling too well, but what kind of, why do you need that in your life? You don't need that. I spared you the details.
I'll tell you what Tim's got.
What do I got, Doug?
He's got the flu over the cuckoo's nest.
Okay. You're missing Doug here. We got to work out the audio. We have a good time if everybody could hear themselves.
Tim, you know that Asahi is very good to
hear them? You're breaking up.
Please repeat.
You broke up.
Copy that. I mean.
All right. Listen, thanks for the apology. You're broken up. We're not breaking up as friends. We're just the signal's not good. Thank you.
Tim, I have a feeling that the Asahi bowl is his code word for hang up on me.
I know, it's just, it's...
Why don't you get a flu shot?
Why don't I get a flu shot?
Why don't you get a flu shot?
What the hell good is that going to do me now? What do you think a flu shot does, Tom? You think it gets the flu, it gets rid of the flu instantly? No, it prevents you from getting the flu.
So you know you got the flu, you're running a fucking fever, and you got Doug standing right beside you. That's a good friend.
No, I am not, first of all...
Not a good friend.
I'm not kissing him, I'm not touching him. And I don't have maybe I have a fever. I don't know. We could get a temperature going.
It could be like, it could come through. It could be airborne.
You need to put the thermometer in the, yeah.
All right. Tom.
Yeah, you need to check.
How about saying this? Thanks for.
I wouldn't want my friends to be around me when I have the flu. But if you don't have it, I suggest getting a flu shot.
Well, listen, why don't you just say, hey, man, thanks for coming in at 9 a.m. On a day when I should be lying in bed, moaning. And coming out and doing this broadcast. But you know, you had to find the negative.
Yeah, thank you for doing the broadcast. Tim?
Oh, my
thank you for doing the broadcast. And Doug, I'm glad you were in on it. And it was, I'm enjoying it. And I think the rest of us can agree on that. So I hope you have a good rest of the day.
Thank
hope you feel better.
I love you guys,
bless.
Too. I really do.
And have a good weekend.
Thanks, Tom. Random
good
guy.
Good weekend. What is it, Thursday?
Yeah, I'm starting to think about that weekend.
I'm starting to think about it too, Tim.
Random guy, 1989 with the Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Oh, good morning.
Please, let's not talk about Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Stevie Ray Vaughan, did he play on some of those David Bowie hits, though? We're talking...
Of course, Let's Dance.
Let's Dance.
You remembered. No, I just wanted to say good morning, and I know you're under the weather. And you know what I usually do is I boil some water with some ginger sliced real thin, and some lemon and honey.
Everybody's
and
got
great.
Their homeopathic, their what's it called? Their
witchcraft.
Witchcraft. Homebrew style. Fix it up. None of it works.
You know what I you do?
Yeah. Well, this is good. You know.
I don't know. And it doesn't work. I've tried all these things. Cayenne pepper.
Garlic.
I've done that. The oregano oil. The vitamin C. All of it's junk. You got to let stuff pass through your system. And you got to get some rest, drink a lot of water.
And you got to pass some of these germs off to other people, get it off your body onto the next host.
That could be.
Well, anyway, I'm calling from Roanoke, Virginia, and it's a beautiful morning here.
I love the whole
and
Roanoke.
And I was coming up.
The whole Roanoke colony.
On the tail end of my morning ritual before work, I watch a Dogs Getting Rescued compilation.
Inspiration
for the day.
Okay.
So does that make you feel better?
And anyway, I just. Huh?
Does that make you feel better?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
I work at a morgue, so.
Oh my God. What do you do there?
I work at the cafeteria.
You work at the cafeteria of a morgue?
Yeah.
What are the hot items on there? First of all, you're probably lying.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like a lie.
Why would there be a cafeteria at a morgue? Don't like two people work there? The Undertaker and the Overtaker?
Well, what are they eating?
They could bring in their bag, their brown bag.
I'm just joshing.
Oh, you are joshing.
See, I knew he was joshing. There's no cafeteria.
What do you do?
I'm a writer.
He's a writer. What are you, Stephen King? Come on!
No.
What do you, should go to work every day and write books?
I'm trying to write. I'm doing I'm on a residency program in Roanoke, Virginia.
Neat. That's my dream one day. And, I have a sabbatical. I go off, I write.
Residency situations are fun because I know people that have done that. So you just go and you live somewhere for free and you just get to
be creative.
Just be creative and.
That's what I'm doing, and I'm living the dream, blessed.
I think
about it every day.
For the residency, is there do you have to complete a certain amount of, do you have to finish a project, otherwise you have to pay back all your, whatever they're offering you, or? What's the goal?
I mean, I would just look like a jackass, and my reputation would be forever tarnished.
So what's your goal coming out of the residency?
So now, are you writing a novel?
I am writing a novel, yes.
Neat.
And my goal. I have another 2 months, and I'm almost halfway done.
What's it called?
It's good. It's a non-fiction. No, it's a fiction.
Doug.
Well, you got to get those straightened out if you're going to be a novelist.
Doug, you take over my main spot. I got to go to the bathroom.
Okay. Let's talk about your book.
You go into take
the main spot.
Yeah. Okay. Doug, you want to take a new call? You know what to do. Just press Skype.
By all means. If I'm boring.
Really? I press the phone.
Yeah. Just answers the call.
Who is this, Steve? Who's talking?
It's me.
What's your name again? Brian.
Random guy. Dylan.
Okay. Sorry. Oh, I see. Sorry, buddy. I'm taking over Tim's rig. I don't know how it works. So you're writing a fictional book. What's it about?
Yes, extremely fictional. You know, what's it about?
Yeah.
Well, the base plot is an up-and-coming pitcher who's trying out for the Dodgers.
Baseball pitcher.
And he gets hit in the head and put in a coma. And wakes up knows.
So, there's, maybe 50 pages of the book is just blank while he's in the coma. That could be an experimental kind of creative thing to do.
It's just ellipses.
I'm going to take a call from Emily.
It's just. Yeah, okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Nice.
Hello, this is your guest host, Doug. Can I help you?
I was hoping to talk to Tim.
Well, I'm so sorry. He's in the bathroom. Can I help you instead? But while he's away? Do you want me to hang up and find someone else? What's your question for Tim? I'll pass it along. You'll wait?
No, I don't really have a question. I just wanted to tell him something.
So sorry to disappoint you. Hello, this is Doug. I'm sorry I'm not Tim. Can I help you?
Hey, Doug.
Hey, who's
Doug,
this?
How are you?
Who's this, Terry?
You know what, Tim is, you know what, look, I love Tim, man, but he's been really on edge lately with these office hours calls. I don't know why. He's got some bug up his butt.
He definitely has a bug up his butt.
This week. And
I'm here to chill out.
Yes.
I'm here to take you guys down a notch.
Exactly.
A little more of a relaxing.
You're running some cool waves, Doug.
I'm what?
Yeah. I had my question for Tim before he so rudely cut me off.
I'll answer it for you. What do you want?
I just wanted to know when we're going to find out the harrowing conclusion to the end of the last season of Decker, when we found out that Agent Kinkton is a huge piece of shit, and he ended up being a double agent and betraying Jack Decker.
Everyone
and
dies.
It's been sitting on my mind. It's been sitting on my mind for a while now.
Tim, it's a bad rig.
I just want to know.
See, it only comes in one ear.
Uh-huh.
Tim's back.
Yeah, I'm back here, but what do you? Oh, you got all your drops right here.
You just hit the space.
Doug, I want you. Doug, you should.
Okay, I can hear you now.
I don't know. He needs to go get a fresh air. He needs to take a lap.
Tim's back, but of course you can't hear him because he's on my shit rig.
Y'all taking shit about me?
Tim, get over here.
You talking shit about me?
Well, yeah, I am, Tim.
Who's
this?
Yeah,
Tim. Yeah, I am.
You're talking shit about me now?
I'm just.
Right, I gotta go.
Come on, Tim. You know I love you.
All right, bye. Brian. Brian.
Hello, Tim. Hello, Doug.
Hi.
I just blasted.
Tim's back. Hold on,
speaker. I just blasted in the bathroom.
Tim's back.
Whew. What do you got for me, Brian?
And 3, 2, 1.
Allie.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm a little bit sick. Kind of feeling like you, I think.
Oh,
really?
Geez.
Maybe you're getting it through through the podcast today. Maybe you're getting it through the live stream. Maybe it's viral.
I think it's viral, yeah.
What are your symptoms? Talk to me specifically.
Oh, I got a, froggy throat. I looked in the mirror and my lips were like white and crusty. It's pretty nasty.
Ugh, yeah.
Wait, white? But white
is good. Just diarrhea. And a little touch of the dye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got the aches? You got achy bones? Achy cold shivers?
Yeah,
cold sweat?
Oh, I got it all.
Have you tried the acai bowl?
Forget that. We don't talk about that when he's not on the call.
No, I used to have to make those for people, and it's a pain in the ass.
Oh, yeah. It all gets stuck to the inside of the blender and everything.
Yeah.
What are you up to today?
I'm working from home, which obviously is going very well, since I am calling in to you guys.
Yeah, this isn't very productive.
No, it's not productive. But, I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, thanks for listening. You generally listen live, or do you do the podcast? By the way, if you're listening, you can get the podcast of this. I think it goes up, like, the next day. It's,
Well, thanks!
It's on Office Hours with Tim Heidecker. Just check it out. It's just subscribe and rate and vote.
Thanks so much to Doug.
And Doug's vote. Poundcast, which comes up every once in a while, too. That's available now as well. Free content.
Wow. Yeah, I'm a live listener.
You're a live listener. Fair enough.
I love it.
All right. Anything specific you want to talk about, or should we just wrap this up?
Let's just wrap it up. I'm just happy I finally got in.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, Allie. It's been a bit of a how's the show today so far? Do we love having Doug with us today?
I love Doug. I will agree that you are ornery lately.
Me?
I don't know what's going on. Yeah, a little bit.
Somebody saying you're kind of ornery lately. Something's up your ass.
Well, today is because I'm so annoyed by my sick. I'm feeling very sick. Was I ornery last episode?
Yeah, a touch last episode too, I think.
Well, I get a little hot when people are, first of all, the tech here isn't very frustrating. People calling in, I can't hear them.
Tim, you got to bring a person in to figure this out.
I know, look, it's a rat's nest.
It's really bad for a guest to come in.
And sometimes I think it's part of the appeal of the show is I get hot with folks. I got no temp. I got no patience. And people like that. They like that energy.
I like it.
But you know what?
I
think it's true that there's a part of the show where I can be give some good advice. I could talk some wisdom that I have from my long years of being a successful man. But sometimes if the audience doesn't bring me that ability to have those conversations, it's hard to generate that on my own.
Yeah.
You know
what I keep thinking about?
What?
That caller last week who said she got kidnapped.
Oh, my God.
I can't stop thinking about it.
That was horrible. And I don't know.
It was crazy.
It's very hard to tell when people are making stuff. Because this audience, you know, this wonderful audience is full of very creative, very funny people.
Tim, you train them to say pretty much fake stuff.
Yeah. So I don't know if they're pulling my leg. I felt like she was being straight.
I thought it was serious.
It was very real. It was harrowing.
It was very real. It was shocking.
I apologize if I've been ornery. It's just been really hard. It's been really, really
hard.
It's been really hard for me, and I'm trying to find a way to make it work, but it's like I don't understand how to be better. And I get so frustrated with people when they don't have a good Skype connection, and they don't mute the stream. It's really hard.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry that I've been this way, and I want to make up for it. I want to make this better for everybody.
I don't want you to feel bad. I'm sorry.
I'm glad I got that out. Thank you, Allie. I gotta go to bed.
Bye,
I gotta
Tim.
Go back to bed. What are we got a couple more calls here. Jeremy, did we talk to Jeremy? We got Jeremy Ensley on the call, on the Skype.
Jer, hello.
Where are you calling from, Jer?
What's going on in your mind, dude?
I'm calling from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Oh, shit. You were at the show? We talked?
Yeah, dude. I was on stage with you.
Yeah, we talked. I recognized the name.
I just wanted to say thanks for that. That was a lot of fun.
Doug, this would be interesting to you. I brought Jeremy up. I did the Rock and Roll Gary character on stage. And Jeremy did the part that you often would do, which is sort of the straight man, the interviewee.
Maybe I'm just too old for that shit.
That was a really good time.
How does that make you feel, Doug?
I can't hear Doug.
Well, I didn't say anything there, but you know, that makes me feel. I'm glad you're doing that character. You know, on my podcast, you came on as Rock and Roll Gary. That's kind of where it started. So we'd love to have you back on the Poundcast as Rock and Roll Gary, of course.
Be honored to be back on there anytime you want. All right, Jeremy.
That's it? Or Jeremy didn't even say anything.
Well, yeah.
He said, hey, I'm coming from Grand Rapids, Michigan. That was it.
That was great.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
So, thanks.
Thank you.
I have a note for
awesome
the caller.
I
have
hope
a note.
You're feeling better.
Thank you. What's the note, Doug?
I have a note for the callers.
In general.
Yeah, just don't say, hey, you know, you're so great. Just, like, maybe have something to talk about.
I know. And that's kind of why I think another...
That's maybe what gets you riled up.
I think that's true. Another innovation that we could... Because we do get a lot of calls. You see this the whole time. We're getting calls coming.
Maybe you can get a screener.
A screener would be good. And somebody that answers and says, what do you want to talk about? If they say, oh, I don't know. I don't have anything to say. Then you hang... Then we don't take the call. Dennis?
Hello, hey.
Dennis, you mowing your lawn?
Yeah. Hi, hello.
Hello.
What? Huh?
Are you mowing the lawn?
Am I following along? Yeah.
Are you mowing the lawn?
Are you mowing the lawn?
Are you driving in your truck?
I have a... Well, sorry. I don't know. I have a question.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm in a band. We're leaking a bunch of oil out. We're leaking oil kind of all over the place.
Uh-oh.
Do you know anything about 1980s Volkswagen vans?
I know that you shouldn't be driving one.
Yeah, take it off the road.
Come on.
Shouldn't
everybody get a newish car?
Oh my God.
We don't need these old cars on the road. Driving me nuts with your people, your old
scrap
vintage cars.
Scrap it.
First, here's a couple things.
Buy
a newish car. If you can't afford it, then you don't get a car.
Scrap it.
Cars older than 1995 are banned from my roads when I'm becoming controller of the world.
Goodbye.
Okay, word. Yeah.
Word.
Bye-bye.
Don't say word either. Word.
What if someone says, "Hey Tim, if I put a bunch of letters together to form something that means a like a symbol of,
well, that's
of,
fine.
Of an object, what would that be?"
Listen, here's what we got to get rid of: motorcycles, right away, banned. No motorcycles. What are you gonna complain about that now? Give me the argument for motorcycles.
Yeah, they gotta go. They.
I get post-traumatic stress syndrome when these motorcycles go.
Well,
by.
Especially the Harleys, Tim.
So loud, and it makes me sick.
I have a friend who's in the hospital because he got crashed.
Who?
A motorcycle.
Who?
You don't know him.
Okay.
But they're unsafe. You can't be driving them.
No, it's death.
You know what I'm looking forward to, Tim?
It's a death trap, a suicide rap.
Tim, I'm looking forward to the driverless motorcycles. I'll take that. That's where you just sit on the you just sit, you know, Elon Musk is going to make these things. You sit on them. And you just lean back, read a book, and it just drives you to where you got to go. Next caller, please.
Jash.
Hey, Tim. I just wanted to suggest getting some of that Sweet Berry Wine sponsorship money for Tom Goes to the Merry Holiday special.
Okay. Thanks for combining three things that I don't know how you connect them. Steve Higgins.
I just wanted to suggest getting some of that.
Steve, please mute the stream.
Are you on a spacecraft right now?
Steve?
Steve, are you in space?
Yeah, Tim.
Oh, what up?
There we go.
Hey. I know you said that we shouldn't say good things about you, but you guys are amazing. And
why do you openly defy me like this?
You know, I don't know. I just love you so much. So me and my friend watched the On Cinema Oscar special instead of the Oscars.
Thank you.
That's great. That's what you're supposed to do. Why would you want to watch the Oscars?
Thank you.
I know they're terrible.
Gives a shit about all
these days. They're just terrible these days.
Imagine
like
watching.
Days.
Thank you.
Imagine watching the automotive salesman of the year award for Ford.
Thanks.
Ford Motor Company's salesman of the year festivities.
Yeah.
It's the same shit.
Boring.
All right, Steve. Thanks for...
it was racist, right?
So racist. Everything's racist. Everyone is racist.
Yeah.
By the way.
For real.
Everyone is racist. Let's never forget it.
All right. So I'll make sure... I want to ask a question. Just make sure I ask a question. Okay. I'm from Wisconsin.
About it?
And I'm taking a trip to San Francisco in November.
Oh, the worst.
Don't go.
Worst place.
Cancel your trip.
It is the worst?
Yeah, it's the worst. It's the worst place.
Does that make me a racist?
Oh, no. Okay, so you don't have any good suggestions or anything?
Yeah, I have a good suggestion. I have a good suggestion. Don't go to San Francisco. That's my good suggestion.
Well, first of all, the earth surrounding it is on fire.
Right.
That's not a good start.
It's consumed in flames, the entire general region.
Yeah, the general region is
oh, no.
Not
there's
safe.
A massive...
Well, maybe I'll
there's a massive homeless drug addict epidemic there, and I feel terrible for these people. And it's a city in I don't know why this doesn't get talked about more.
It's a
hellscape.
It's a scary place. People are smoking crack like openly everywhere.
This is just one part of the city where we end up staying.
I mean, several parts.
And then it's the most. Then you got this uber rich, you know, super,
you have these self-driving motorcycles driving around, and then you have these like people taking poos on the sidewalk around,
I think,
next to it.
And then it's some hill. You got to do these hills.
Then these hills are hard to walk up. Forget it.
Just go somewhere else. Anywhere else.
No, they have great burritos though. You should go.
In a minute.
Jerome. Doug loves when I hang up on people.
Hey, good morning, Tim and Doug.
Good morning.
You better come in hot with a good question.
Shout out to Roanoke, Virginia, my birthplace.
All right.
Hey, I have a Tiny Doug story, and I guess you're peripherally involved.
Hey, you don't get to call him Tiny Doug, okay?
Hello. Big Doug. Big Dog.
Hello.
This story better be 30 seconds.
Doug, I had.
Hurry before he hangs up.
Seconds. We were at it was a two wet cruise show.
Yeah.
I believe you played. You were there. You played Hot Piss, among other things. It was a couple of years ago. And RIP to a crew.
Yeah.
And we met after the show at across the way at the bar or over at the Cha-Cha or something.
Oh, my God. Whatever. What's the story? What's the point?
Okay, so I'm there with my new-ish girlfriend of about 2 months.
Uh-huh.
And right in front of me, I'm there with my new-ish girlfriend about two months. Our relationship was old. Doug asked for a number right in front of me. I was blown away.
Well, did he just hold on? Did he just start with that, or were they having a conversation?
I'm happy for you.
No, they were having a conversation and everything, but I was like,
oh, Doug, it's my boy. He comes
wow,
in.
He moves. Doug is a bold man.
Doug, can you confirm the story? Does it ring a bell?
Look, I am the shyest person ever. I don't even ask for anyone's phone number unless would have been like, hey, there's something I really need to text you, some information.
Jerome's
I'd be like, okay,
artist.
Well, give me your number.
I believe Doug over Jerome. Sorry, Jerome. I gotta go.
I was impressed.
He's probably talking about Mikey.
Yeah.
How about this, Matthew Bethlehem?
I don't get numbers.
Hey, what's up, Tim? How are you doing today?
Pretty good. How can I help you today?
Well, it's October, and I thought we would talk about some spooky things and spooks.
Okie dokie.
So you're from Allentown, Pennsylvania. That's where I reside, and there is a spot there that is
spooky. It was
known to most natives as probably the most haunted area. I'm talking about spooky. Constitution Drive.
Yeah, Constitution Drive. I do remember.
You must have, right? I mean, Everybody goes there. The local legend.
It's a local legend. I don't remember the details. It's just this like a one-way road that goes down very dark street. Bunch of like, where there's houses there, but do people not live in the house? Well, give me that's just very quickly. This is gonna be boring for everybody, but I'm kind of interested. So, just give me the Constitution.
Well, this spiel is it's kind of interesting. There are some houses back there, but the rumor has it that an entire family of albinos protects the drive now. Now, what's weird about this drive in particular is if you're going from Bethlehem to Pennsylvania, any other route, it takes a little bit of time. But this road will take you there in an instant. So that makes it creepy enough. But there's the fact that the city doesn't pay any attention to it. As you said, it's dark. It's creepy. There's no lights. And I've been down it a few times myself. I haven't seen any albinos. But they say that if you go down it slow enough, these albinos, they'll come out and they'll chase you away.
Come on!
That's the lure.
Wait a second. Now, albinos are just regular people like you and me.
Yeah.
What is to be scared of about albinos?
Yeah, that's
no, well, okay.
Let's have a little respect for albinos. These people, I feel, well, you know,
they've suffered enough.
They've suffered enough. They got so much sunblock.
Well, now they're scary. Now they're scary ghouls.
Let's remove the stigma of albinos. They're just
if I saw a group of albinos, I'd welcome them with open arms.
Now, lepers is a different story.
Yeah.
You want to steer clear of them. Thanks, Matthew. I'm going to run through some more calls because Bill Collins is on the call. Bill Collins, not Phil Collins, but Bill
Collins.
Yeah, I got that my whole life. Hey,
you really did? People would call you Phil Collins?
Oh, my whole fucking life, man. Oh, what a
double blast.
Okay, thanks a lot, Dad.
What's your question?
Speaking of, so you know that Snapchat?
Hey, long, at least you're not Tom. At least you're not Tom Collins.
Jeez.
What's
that? Yeah, you know that Snapchat dad thing you guys did a little bit?
Yeah, pranks.
A little while ago?
Poor Doug.
Yeah, he edited those? Well, I thought they were good, but is that over with? Did you guys only do like two of them or three of them?
We did like six of
them.
There's
a lot. There's probably more than six. There's a lot.
There's like 10 of them.
Okay, hey, did the one where you called a podiatrist, did that make it?
How do I know? I really don't know. I lost
okay,
track.
That was
my
dad, and I remember I went through all the shit, and I was like really hoping that you actually got around to that one, but I don't actually look at Snapchat because I'm
no,
not 12.
No, neither do I, because I don't know how. I never saw the damn show myself. I never knew how to use it. I just did the calls, and then thank God for Doug because he made something out of it.
Tim did the calls and just like when I would send in yeah, when I would send
actually,
in
the, it was pretty funny. I would check in every now and then, and I like wasn't even sure how to like see it correctly.
All right, quiet.
Anyway, Doug's, good job, Doug's, thank you. Doug.
Go ahead, yeah. Doug.
I was just gonna say Tim was great to work with on that. I would send rough cuts, and Tim would not even look at it and say approved.
Yeah, I didn't care.
All right.
Like, He would reply before the length of the clip could be. You know, it'd be like the clip is 2 minutes. He would respond 15 seconds later and say, "I love it."
Because I trust you. I trust your instincts. I didn't care. I didn't give one shit about that. The calls were good though, right? You enjoyed the content.
It's great content. I don't know where it lives though. I mean, maybe
no. I don't know what they were thinking with that deal, but whatever. Where's Emily? Emily, are you still here? Well, didn't that time go by fast, Doug?
You know, Emily called earlier, and she was disappointed that it was me. And she
hey, Emily.
Yes, can I do the phone call?
Emily.
Okay, so who has questions?
She's like in school or something.
Emily, hello.
Ruzan?
Hey.
Hey.
Just wanted to ask Doug a question.
Real quick, just so you know. Hello,
Two Wet Crew and all that good stuff. I've really been enjoying Doug's Bugs, even though it's kind of stupid. No offense. It's just hilarious. What else do you have coming down the pipe, Doug?
Take your answer off the air because you're not going to be able to hear him this way.
Oh, you can
go ahead, Doug. What do you want?
What do I have coming down the pipe? You know what? I got some projects that I can't really like discuss yet because they're not down the pipe yet.
You got a flu coming your way.
I'm working on a flu. I'm trying to catch that.
Emily,
put me on the spot here. I don't know. Just
Emily.
Hello. Hey.
Hey. Can you hear us? Yes.
I have a new Doug's Bugs
coming
out.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Where are you? Are you at school or something?
Oh my God! You hit the nail on the head.
I could tell. I heard a voice. I heard it was sounded like we were back at school.
Yeah, I'm at high school. I had to do this here because you know reasons.
Can you imagine being in high school? You're taking calls and stuff all day long, making Skype calls into radio shows. Tell everybody what school. Where are you at? What school? What part of the country?
It's in New York, but I can't say specifically
the
school.
I don't think that's a good idea. Tell everybody I said hi. Let's hang out. Let's get detention. Let's just get wild, get weird at school. Let's start throwing some paper airplanes. Start chewing some gum.
Some kid actually did that.
Really? So,
yeah, I'm serious.
Emily, how can I help you today?
During science.
What can I do for you today?
You know what?
How can I help you? Do you have a question or... I got to wrap things up here.
I just have a comment. So remember on July 15th when you came to New York to do your tour?
Yes.
I was there, and I got to go up on stage. And really, I just want to tell you thank you for letting me go up on stage and for that diploma.
Oh, yeah.
It really...
Oh, she won the diploma.
Yeah, I remember.
That was the most happiest day of my life.
Oh, that's very sweet. You were...
Me?
Yeah, I do, of course, because you were so young. You were,
oh, my God.
You seemed, you know, you were notably... Yeah, she's 13. Isn't that something? That's cool. Yeah.
And a graduate of Dobis at 13. That's
pretty
good. I
recently turned 14 this month, actually.
You're a whiz kid. Well, Emily...
I'm a what kid?
You're a whiz kid. You're a whiz kid.
You've got a
good head on your shoulder.
Thanks.
You're our future, Emily.
Aww.
You're our future. What do you want to do with your life? Do you know yet?
I want to be an animator, and I want to have like a show.
Yeah. Get it. Go out there and get it. Emily, you need any help?
Thank you.
You call me up. We'll get you into it. We'll follow your career. You're going to be a big star.
Thank you. That means a lot.
We root for you, and thank you so much.
This audio will be played one day, 50 years from now, when they're doing her biography. And
yeah,
you know.
That's a great point.
Right, I'm gonna have to hang up.
Okay, tell everyone I said hi back there at this high school.
Oh, I can't tell.
Doug, did you have a good?
My class was looking at me.
Bye now. Doug, did you have a good high school experience?
Yeah, I did. You know, in high school, I kind of had just a few friends. I wasn't part of the jocks or the nerds. I was just sort of the guys that I was kind of like, you know, skater kind of.
But
people.
Did people generally get along with you?
Yeah. I never got into any fights or anything.
Right.
What about you, Tim?
Yeah, I was pretty. I think I've spoken about this. I was pretty well liked. I think I did this closed circuit morning TV show, like the weather and the news that played throughout the school. So,
you're popular.
We would make up little sketches and be funny and do a little talk show in the morning. So I got popular because people would see me on TV at school every morning. That's just the way it went.
That's how it goes.
But I was in the musicals. I wasn't in the band or anything, but I was, you know, I wasn't a sports guy. I wasn't a jock or anything like that. I didn't play sports. So, you know, I had long hair. I was kind of doing drugs.
Party boy?
And partying and stuff a little bit. Not too much, but your usual drinking warm beer in the woods and that kind of stuff. You know, it's pretty average. All right. Well, listen, I think we got to go. I feel like we could talk all day.
Sounds like you had a great high school experience. Popular? Man, I would love to be popular
in
high
school.
Well,
it sounds like you were popular. I wasn't.
I mean,
I wasn't that popular, but at school, when you're a senior, you had like people of different cliques kind of all, you know, respected me.
Or I feel like I was like that. Everyone was like, he's a little bit of a
Ferris Bueller type.
He's fine.
Ferris Bueller type is a good example. All right, listen, it's 10:34. We've gone over today. It's been a lot of fun having Doug here. Anything you want to plug, Doug? Doug, plug?
You can listen to my Poundcast. It's called The Poundcast. I think it's on the same network as this, if you're still on the same.
Feral Audio.
Yeah, same podcast network.
Yeah.
That's what I got going on right now. You know, if you want to check me out on Instagram, Doug, everything is Doug Pound with two G's. That's all you need to know. Just look that up.
And Doug, maybe this sometime soon, you'll come over here and we'll do a full tech, evaluation audit of my system here. Maybe.
Yeah, the tech is not great.
It works. It doesn't work great for this situation with you here, but it more or less works.
We'll get there. I hope you guys like the sound effects. If you like them, let Tim know to get me back on the show. And I, you know what? I could come back and not even have a mic. I'll just do sound.
No, I like you on the mic. It really helps me out. I'll say one quick thing.
That got me good.
Patreon.com/oncinema. We are doing a great job of raising money for the 5th annual Oscar special, which will be March of next year. The money's coming in, but we got to keep it coming in. We're not there yet. So if you have not joined, join the On Cinema family. You can join for as low as $5 a month, $10 a month. You know, there's different levels, there's different tiers.
Sure.
You can join once and donate $20 and then cancel it. Just, we're going to do it. We're going to put it all in. And if you look at the site, if you go to Patreon.com/oncinema. There's lots of rewards. We put together so much digital content for you. Get a tote bag. If you're looking for a tote bag, we've got that available. The mystery drop box, 60-second soapbox, platinum. We've got the buff level. We've got the super buff level. We've got the Stratus buff level. Listen to this, Doug. We've got the platinum Stratus buff level. That's $5,000.
And what do they get for that?
You get all this junk, all this the tote bag, everything. You get an executive producer credit for the special. You get flown out. This is the big thing. Flown out to be in the Oscar, to be a part of the Oscar special.
Spirit Airlines, but still,
it's going to be cheap. That's for sure. It's not going to be first class. All right, that's our show today. Thanks again, Doug.
Thanks, Tim. Love being here. Love the show. Long time listener. What is this music? This is
it's my theme.